Police were out in force in the center of Kenya's capital on Tuesday after calls for more demonstrations against the embattled government of President William Ruto. Activists led by young Gen Z Kenyans launched peaceful rallies a month ago against deeply unpopular tax hikes, but they descended into deadly violence last month, prompting Ruto to drop the planned increases. Although street protests have eased since dozens of people were killed and Parliament stormed in late June, activists are still demanding the president's resignation, with new rallies called for Tuesday using the hashtag, Ruto must go. There was a heavy police presence in Nairobi's central business district, the epicenter of previous protest action, while youths armed with clubs stood guard outside their businesses, an AFP journalist said. This morning we received credible intelligence indicating that certain organized criminal groups have planned to infiltrate, disrupt and destabilize the peaceful nature of the demonstrations, which could potentially jeopardize the safety of demonstrators, Acting National Police Chief Douglas Kanja said in a statement. Some of the previous rallies witnessed scenes of mayhem with widespread looting and property damage, with activists claiming their peaceful action was hijacked by goons. Rights groups say 39 people have lost their lives since the start of the rallies on June 18, with police accused of using excessive force against the protesters. Ruto, grappling with the most serious crisis of his near two-year presidency, has sought to placate the demonstrators with a series of measures including dropping the tax hikes, sacking almost his entire cabinet and pledging to cut profligate government spending. But the protest movement has spiraled into a broader campaign against Ruto and his administration, as well as calling for action against corruption and justice for victims of alleged police brutality.